Master prayer technique. That's a rather presumptuous statement, isn't it?
The master prayer technique. A rather presumptuous statement. But it works. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. The master prayer technique is something that we all would love to know and we'd love to use. And we all know it, and we all do use it. But we use it in a way that is oftentimes not beneficial to us. We seek the divine, and we say, God, give me perfect health. And the divine God speaks to us and says, I gave you perfect health. You are perfect health. I am in you as perfect health. I only know perfect health. Why do you want perfect health from me when that's all you are, is perfect health? And so we begin to argue with the divine. We say, but look at my body. It's got a problem here. And the divine says, I cannot see that. When you say of yourself, I have perfect health, I have perfect health, pretty soon you won't see that either, because it doesn't have a home. And when it doesn't have a home, then it does not belong there. We give residence to many thoughts that we do not want to experience. And these thoughts are, it doesn't work, I'm not whole and perfect, I have problems, whatever else you want to say. These are thoughts that are not, so to speak, the thoughts of our divinity. All thoughts are divine. We must admit to that immediately, because there is nothing in this universe that is bad, because God created all. It's merely how we use it. And so if we would like to use a perfect body, and we would like to say, my body is whole and perfect, then we must be consistent in saying, my body is whole and perfect. And that's the essence of the master technique. The master prayer technique is consistency. It is continuously saying, I'm whole and perfect. Even in the presence of something that might say you're not whole and perfect, you say, I'm whole and perfect. You don't need to pronounce it to the world. You pronounce it to you yourself. You are the world. And you pronounce it to yourself and you say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever circumstances come up, all is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. You keep saying these things like a wonderful statement of truth about yourself, and you are bringing it to be. You say to a little child, now, say hello to everyone. Now, shake their hand. Now, you go out and play. So the little child learns that when company comes, he's to say hello, shake their hand, and then go out and play. That's good manners. And if a little child forgets to say hello or to shake their hand, mother says, now, sweetheart, what do we do when we have guests? Oh, yes, we shake their hand and we are friendly to them, you see. We say hello, we shake their hand, and then we go out and play. But if we don't do that, then we don't go out and play. We have to have our responsibilities. Now, if a child just sees company coming and runs to the backyard to get away from saying hello or greeting them, that's not the way we want to greet friends who come to our home. That's not the way we want to greet experiences that come into our life. We want to greet them with a greeting and with a handshake, and then we can continue with what we're doing. So we say to perfect health, who we would like to have always living presently in our bodies, hello, perfect health. How nice of you to be in me. I like you, and shake the hand of perfect health by saying, you are so welcome to be here, and then go out and do all the other things you're doing. But every moment when the thought of health comes up, say, welcome, perfect health. You're welcome as a guest and as a reality in my life, and I'm happy to have you here. See, when you say I'm happy to have you here, then you're giving them the handshake, you know. And then you go out and play, and you go do the things that you're doing now. You don't have to keep saying this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It doesn't hurt. But it means that you are trying to build that as an idea in your consciousness. And when you build it as an idea in your consciousness, then that idea stays and visits you and enjoys your company. You see, If you are going to practice the Master Prayer Technique, then that means you're going to be consistent in recognizing that God don't create no junk, that everything we are is good and very good, that everything we seek for ourselves and that we enjoy in life is good and very good. And we speak our word and we say, all is good and very good. This is the Master Prayer Technique. This is the technique that you can use to bring about perfection in your life. You bring about unhappiness through using it. You bring about perfection in a lot of other areas by using it. Unconsciously, we use it. Now let's use it consciously. Let's use the Master Prayer Technique consciously and let it be a powerhouse in our world to experience all that we have in our heart and mind that we call good and very good. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 and you will speak to a practitioner. Everyone who answers the phone is a practitioner. And you tell the practitioner what experience you'd like to have, not the problem, but the wholeness that you'd like to experience, the goodness you'd like to experience. And the practitioner will work with you to say, it is done now. And so it is. Call 1-888-463-8654 and watch the miracles take place in your life as you practice the Master Prayer Technique. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.